We're doing the Tivot Shalom, a little bit of Hasidut on the Parsha. We had seen that Moshe Rabbeinu claimed, why should I go to save the Jewish people? Out of Moshe's modesty, he feared that he wasn't big enough, and as such, the redemption wouldn't be big enough. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, after things turned worse, when Moshe comes for the first encounter with Paro, he turns to Hashem and says, why'd you send me? Had it been someone more impressive, Paro wouldn't have dared respond this way. The fact that Paro responds with making things worse, that's because it was little old me. And in this we also understand God's answer to Moshe, I will be with you. This isn't just like you're my messenger, you go. Like an ordinary situation where you send the messenger. When you send a messenger, he does the act that you've asked him to do. Like Shaul says, the only thing is, he's doing it on your behalf. Ela, but rather here, God is saying, when I'm sending you, I will be with you in your performance. Even as you're the messenger, I will be with you and I will perform with you. And you won't have to do anything alone. And like later on, Hashem tells Moshe, I'll be with your mouth, with his mouth, with Aaron's mouth, and I'll tell you what to say. That is, that whatever you will say, it's not you and Aaron speaking, it is I speaking out of your mouths. And you are just the ones who enact are going to do it. But I will be with you, and together we will perform. And the way Chazal darshan et ha-pasuk v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh ani Hashem. God says, I will pass through Egypt, it is I Hashem. Ani v'lo malach v'saraf v'lo ha-shaliach. I, not an angel, not a seraph angel, not a messenger. Ani Hashem b'chvodi v'atzmi. I Hashem in my honor, I alone. V'aynu sh'lo rak siyum ha-geula b'makat b'chot hayta b'vchinat ani Hashem b'chvodi v'atzmi. And this teaches us that not just the conclusion of the redemption with the plague of the firstborn was Hashem in his honorable self, Ela mereshit ha-geula, also from the beginning of the redemption, kvar eyeh imach v'anuchu eyeh impicha v'impiu. God already says, I will be with you, I'll be with your mouth and with his mouth. Ve'incha olech b'koach shelcha, and you're not going with your own strength. Being that Hashem is honorable self, he's the Redeemer. God was saying, so then there's no difference if you're bigger or smaller. I'm with you. I'm there. It's not like I'm just sending you out, you go do it. I'm going with you. And therefore there's no room for Moshe's claim, who am I? That makes no difference. God says, I'll be with you and I'm the true Redeemer. You're not going to redeem. You're going with me and I'm doing the redeeming. And the reason God did not want to reveal the truth to Moshe, to let Moshe know that in essence he was the greatest of the greats. Meaning Moshe standing there arguing and saying, you know, I'm so little, I shouldn't be the one to go. God could have just told him, Moshe, you're the greatest prophet of all time. What do you mean you're so little? God didn't want to do that. Ki b'zayam afsidat midato shel Moshe Rabbeinu, had God done that, then Moshe would have lost his trait of being Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaya nav meod, that Moshe was so modest, shemimenu haita gedulato, that modesty was the source of his greatness. V'haya ratzon Hashem, and God's will was, sheyamshich lechoz bekatnuto, that he should hold on to that feeling, I'm so little. V'yashiv lo rak ki eyeimach, so God tells him, I will be with you, being that I'm the one who's performing et hakol, all of it. So it makes no difference whether you're big or small. So God doesn't go into Moshe Rabbeinu's ballpark. Moshe is saying, I'm so little. God could have entered that discussion and said, no, you're not little. But God chose not to. God wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to remain in his state of modesty so that he will continue being the great Moshe Rabbeinu. And God simply says, makes no difference, I'm going with you.